For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A Missouri House ethics report is suggesting that St. Louis Democrat Wiley Price be censured for having sex with an intern and trying to cover it up. Jason Rosenbaum has more on what the report recommends.
The House Ethics Committee report accuses Price of having an inappropriate relationship with an intern and trying to get his legislative assistant to cover it up. The committee report also states that Price intimidated and threatened his legislative assistant for reporting on the situation. In addition to being censured, the report is suggesting, among other things, that Price be stripped of his committee assignments and pay more than $22,000 in costs related to the complaint. Price, who was recently re-elected to represent a part of St. Louis without opposition, said he is not resigning and will seek to appeal the findings of the report. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson yesterday lauded the rollout of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, but it appears the second week's supply will be thousands of doses smaller than anticipated. Missouri received about 51,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine this week, and vaccinations of frontline healthcare workers began Monday. The state initially said it would get another 63,675 doses of the Pfizer vaccine next week, as well as 105,300 doses of the Moderna vaccine if that version receives federal clearance. Health Director Dr. Randall Williams says it now appears that Missouri's next batch of the Pfizer vaccine will be 25 to 30% less than anticipated. Vaccinations have begun for MU healthcare employees. The Columbia Missourian reports that Doctor of Pediatric Infectious Diseases Christelle Ilbudo was the first to receive the vaccine. She works with children who have contracted the coronavirus. At Boone Hospital Center, staff is set to begin receiving the vaccine this morning. A vaccine is essential for reaching herd immunity to COVID-19. Health Director Dr. Randall Williams says he doesn't expect this to happen until July or August. A spokesperson for Governor Mike Parson says he plans to act on a few prisoner clemency cases next week. Spokesperson Kelly Jones did not say whether the governor would reject or accept the requests, and she did not provide details of which cases he's considering. More than 3,000 clemency requests are pending. Many of them were filed before Parson took office in June of 2018. John Amon, a founder of the Community Coalition for Clemency, said they talked to attorneys in Parson's office about 10 women who were serving long prison sentences. Missouri is among the 10 states which have brought a lawsuit against Google, accusing the search giant of, quote, anti-competitive conduct in the online advertising industry, including a deal to manipulate sales with rival Facebook. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Google is using its, quote, monopolistic power to control the pricing on online advertisements, fixing the market in its favor and eliminating the competition. Google is calling the suit meritless and says the price of online advertising has fallen over the last decade. According to records released by Paxton's office, other states suing include Texas, Arkansas, Idaho, and Indiana, among others. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.